Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
On my desk are two very interesting items to try and figure out. As a rule, when people visit my office, they'll invariably pick up one in particular and still never figure it out. It fits in the palm of your hand, but if I were to fully describe it to you, you would still never get it. But unless you turned it upside down, figuring you knew which way was up from down by looking at it, my narrative might make more sense if I included, "Now, put a scoop of ice cream on it." Then you would see it, that it resembled an ice cream cone. That said, it's the male mold to just that, an ice cream cone making machine. It would take more time than my allotted here to explain just exactly how all the parts work together. Suffice it to say, when it got overheated while cooking on the assembly line and got stuck in the machinery, it was my job to pull them out, clean them, and get them ready for the next assembly line. Mind you, they're the size of an ice cream cone, and there were hundreds of them, of which I kept one just to remind myself that I wanted a job after college, so as I got out of this kind of work. It's now a paperweight, thus the constant reminder that I made it. The other is my new favorite. Again, without describing this one, I'll tell you, it's a shower head, gold-plated in color. Why in the world would you ask me why this is on my desk? It's there to remind me not to procrastinate, one of my many weaknesses. It's here because one day I got tired of this stream of water coming through the end of my shower head that looked more like a hose left half on. Why did I put up with this stupid water flow? Way too long? So long I'm embarrassed to say? And why then did I finally pull the trigger? Because I saw a shower head at Schaefer's Ace Hardware while shopping for something completely different and thought, not being a handyman, how hard could it be to replace this one? Or better yet, how much would I have to pay the son David to do it for me? Free, he said. Done. Well, my next shower was so far out of this world, I thought I was in a fancy, luxurious hotel with one of those big shower heads with all the angles and forms and sprays. I was just completely blown away. I looked up at the new shower head and took a look at the old shower head on the sink and said, "Why in heaven's sake did I wait so long to fix just a little thing?" Then that word popped into my head and plagued me for years. Procrastination. Not much in my life, work-related, family-related, or otherwise, has not escaped this weakness. As a sidelight, because I'm a visual person, the showerhead has helped me to work through some of these procrastinations. I actually am getting more done with my weekly to-do list right now as we speak, except that I procrastinate a little bit on the fireworks this year again. I may never get all the way there, but I would leave you with this message. If you have something to do, work-related, family-related, or otherwise, do it. Don't procrastinate. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.